Okay.
If you just start me with your full name and job.
My name's Ed Balls. I'm a Yorkshire MP. I'm the Shadow Chancellor for the Labour Party, and it's very good to be here in Glasgow.
You've said that a Conservative victory in May would return Britain to 1930s levels of public spending.
That's what the Tories are promising. They're saying they're going to take us back to a level of public spending so low that it was before the NHS even existed. And what we know is the Tory plan on the economy has completely failed. People are worse off. The deficit's not come down. And only Labour has got a plan to fix this economy, to make people better off, to raise the minimum wage, to tackle tax avoidance, have a mansion tax for more nurses and doctors here in Scotland. And I want people to come out and vote for Labour in the general election so we can kick the Tories out.
The Scottish Conservatives, though, say Labour has no credibility on the economy. What do you say to that?
I say the Tory plan has failed. It's failed in England and it's failed in Scotland too. They said people would be better off and they're worse off. And because people are worse off, they've not even managed to balance the budget either. You've got to fix this economy. It's got to work for working people. The minimum wage rise, tackling tax avoidance, getting rid of the bedroom tax. They're not only fair policies, but they're also ways to make our economy stronger and bring in the revenues we need as well. And I think the Tories in Scotland have, are that relevant to this general election. I think the big issue is, do you want to vote Labour and kick the Tories out in Westminster, or people vote SNP, the dangerous, they'll let the Tories back in?
Let's talk about the Cash for Access row. Now, Scottish Labour wants a review of the rules at Holyrood over whether MSPs can take on extra paid work. Is that something that you would like to see replicated at Westminster?
Absolutely. What we're saying is that MPs should be full-time in their job and they shouldn't be taking directorships as they are now, or consultancies. And you know, it's sensible if you're a doctor to do a bit of work to keep your skills up, or maybe do some lecturing or to write an article. But even then, we're saying there should be a cap on the extra amount of money you should be able to earn. You can't have MPs doing the job part-time. And it's obviously a huge scandal having some people seemingly trying to sell their position as an MP to make money. But even being a director in a company, I don't think that's consistent with being a Member of Parliament.
So were you disappointed in Jack Straw?
I think everybody was really frustrated to see another round of this hitting the reputation of politics. Now, Jack Straw and Malcolm Rifkind have declared themselves and reported themselves to the Standards Commissioner. Let's see what the Standards Commissioner comes out with. But it's bad for politics, for all parties, to have this happening. And we've got to clean up Parliament so we can get on and make sure we fix our economy for working people in Scotland.